Dada.
For my Dada. With love forever and ever and ever.
I'm Patrick Stoner, and this is a podcast for The Light Between Oceans, starring Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander. Story of two people who fall in love, get married, and then some very troubling things happen. When I talk with them, I wanted to know how you play something that is done mostly without words.
My fantasy and imagination start spinning from the first time I read something. And then it's, of course, it's always nerve-wracking getting on set the first day and when you're actually going to, you know, try and embody it for real with your co-actors in front of the camera, with the director. But I would say that it was more about the way Michael works. It's very much about, like, throw yourself in and embrace the fact of not being scared, because it can be quite terrifying, you know.
You're apparently terrified. Did you know you terrified the woman?
She terrified me. So, I mean, I do spend a lot of time beforehand just sort of going over things by myself, sort of just learning lines, actually. I'm just very slow at learning lines. And so I spend a lot of time with the script and not really any other sort of method to approach things other than just sort of rereading the script. And then we were sort of approaching the accent, and that was something which was interesting because we didn't know what sort of accent they had, because the Australian accent as we know it today only developed post-World War II. No, neither did I. So educated people would speak very much with an English accent is what we think. So we had to sort of, we came up with this idea of doing a sort of English sort of hybrid Australian accent. And then in terms of sort of discovering the characters, a lot of it was together and through sort of improvisation.
Still, yeah. we kept it scripted to what it was. But
that's right.
Maybe if a scene was set in a living room, we decided where did they come from. Maybe she was out in the garden working and he was... And then it's we kind of did that and had the cameras rolling, and then we met up and suddenly the scene just happened. And that kind of made it feel like you didn't get that kind of, now the camera rolls, do it. And that made you kind of get material to enter the scene in new ways each time, because you maybe stepped in the door the other way, or you picked something up from the kitchen on the way in, or, and that was something that I hadn't done before.
Listen, thank you very much. I'm Patrick Stoner.
Concentrate.
Flicks with Patrick Stoner explores the craft and culture of filmmaking that enhance our communities for television stations and websites around the country.